Rejoicing in the rules today upon the heavenly throne, where saints their hearts they'll tribute pay and make their homage known.
No earthly king so great as he,
who rules all worlds in majesty.
Good morning, Oscoda and Tawas areas. My name is Scott Busich, and I am the preacher for the Oscoda Church of Christ. I want to thank you for inviting me into your home this day and hope that you'll enjoy your time with me as we search the scriptures. You are invited to join us this morning for worship at 5726 Cedar Lake Road at 11 a.m. or again at 6 p.m. There's also a Bible study Sunday mornings at 10 a.m., and we also have another one Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. All of these services are broadcast live on Facebook, and you're welcome to join us there. Just like and follow the Oscoda Church of Christ. As an alternative, you're always welcome to call or text me, 989-305-2721, or send me a message on Facebook. Just look up the Oscoda Church of Christ. Join me now in opening our Bibles as we search the Scriptures. Today we're going to be talking about judgment. Now, our society has a complex about judgment, and that's because some people, they don't want to be judged. Other people are busy judging people who they don't have any business judging. Some people have been unfairly judged, and others have been allowed to get away with bad behavior without any judgment at all, and that galls everyone who hasn't had that opportunity. Now, concerning Christianity, Christians have been busy judging those that they shouldn't be judging, and sometimes excusing those that they shouldn't. There's a long history of Christians making this mistake. Well, some Christians think it's their God-given job to judge the world, and it simply isn't. This is God's responsibility through the Holy Spirit and Jesus. Now, this isn't to say that we Christians cannot or shouldn't call out sinful behavior. We are instructed by Jesus to do this, but we have to do it right. We have to do it the right way. So today, turn with me to the book of Matthew, in chapter 7, starting in verse 1. Jesus says this, "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you." Now, most people, they know the first part. Even non-Christians know the first part. Judge not that you be not judged. Oh, strike that. Hold on. Most people know judge not, and that's it. But that isn't the totality of what Jesus says, is it? Either one of these positions, judge not that you be not judged, or just simply judge not. Both of those positions by themselves are erroneous. It's wrong. It's rude to quote Jesus in this way, isn't it? Wouldn't it be rude of me to misquote you or underquote you just to get my own point of view? And yet, people are comfortable to do this with Jesus. This shows how little respect they have for him. And usually they're not Christians. But we Christians, we should know the words of our master well enough to know when they're abusing the teachings of our Lord. We should know the sentences that follow this. For the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be used to you. See, I would like to remind us here that the Gospel of Matthew is about teaching us that God does things differently. See, people, Christian or non-Christian, people judge. And sometimes they don't judge. But see, the problem is we humans, rarely do we judge rightly with the motive of caring for others. And a lot of people accuse God of this, of just judging people. But see, this paragraph, this teaching of Jesus shows us more than just judging. This is the thing that Jesus is trying to get across in the Sermon on the Mount. If we would but listen, what the measure that we use for judgment, that's the same judgment that God will use on us, and God will judge us, for he is a just God. Now some people think that they're smarter than God, and they decide that they won't judge anyone, and therefore God won't judge them. But the problem is, by so doing, they reveal that they've actually judged God. And that's not going to end well for them. As Jesus says, the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. See, judgment in this section, when Jesus is talking about judgment, it's not supposed to be about who's going to heaven and who's going to hell. That's not what he's talking about. Judgment here, if you're careful, you'll notice it's supposed to be about helping our fellow man. We are trying to remove the speck from our brother's eye. Now, this isn't about sending somebody to hell. This isn't about sending somebody to heaven. Can you imagine the conversation? Here we go. Hey, brother, you have something in your eye. You're going to hell. How about this? Oh, brother, you have something in your eye. You must be going to heaven. Both of those statements are equally ridiculous. And yet, this is the subject that Jesus is dealing with in talking about judgment. So instead, let us consider what Jesus says about the eye here. We have something in our eye. We'll come back to that part. We have a big honking beam in our eye. Now, our brother has a speck in his eye. And Jesus tells us we need to make sure that our eye is cleaned out first, and then we can help our brother with his speck. What speck? Well, the speck that hinders him from seeing properly. See, not about sending him to heaven or hell, but seeing properly. Have you ever had a little speck of something in your eye? I'm sure most of us have. You know, a little bit of sawdust or dirt, some gravel or something. Can you remember how much it irritated you? It hurt. It ground. It's you rub your eye, right? Because you're trying to get it out, and your eye tears up, and you would do just about anything. If you can't get it out, you'd do just about anything to get that speck out of your eye. Remember that feeling? Remember how that gritty, sandy feeling? But before I can help you with that speck, let me look in your eye here. Let me see if I can see it. Before I can help you, I have to make sure that my own vision is clear. See, you wouldn't want a surgeon trying to help you without clear vision, would you? I, as a Christian, I need to check myself first before I try to help you. And it is about helping you, not condemning you, but about helping you. And I need to have clear sight to do that. So, yes, we are supposed to judge, but are we judging properly? And that's the real point that Jesus is getting after here. If we check ourselves out honestly, then we can help our brother. But what if our brother doesn't want our help? What if they actually like that speck in their eye? I mean, they're crazy, aren't they? Right? But there may happen to be people out there who like to be miserable. What are we to do in such a situation? And this is where the second part of Jesus' instruction comes into play. Verse 6, Jesus says, "Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you." See, now again, people misunderstand the statement. They usually because they ignore the context, the subject that Jesus is talking about right here. And this time, it's usually Christians who ignore the context. Jesus isn't speaking about sharing the gospel with people here. He isn't even speaking about himself even. Let me tell you about Jesus. No, he's not talking about that. What is he talking about? Remember, context, context, context. What did Jesus just finish speaking about? Proper judgment and not judging about, and proper judgment here is not about judging who's going to heaven to hell, but about helping our brother with a problem that they have. We want them to be able to see properly. And so if they don't want to see properly, if they rebuff us, if they reject our help, reject our aid, this is the dogs versus the holy. This is the pearls versus the pig that Jesus speaks of. And it isn't that Jesus is calling people dogs or pigs, but rather he's teaching us what we already know. What is that? Dogs have no use for something holy. If you bring a holy dish before a dog is just going to look at it and go, yeah, this is a food dish or this is a water dish. And that's the extent of understanding that a dog has. If you bring pearls before pigs, they're not going to know what to do with that. That's nonsense to them. It's the little round things. It's not food. It's totally useless, right? So when we move to help people who want to keep their spec, they're going to reject us if they don't understand what we're offering them. Jesus tells us, let them keep their spec. Now again, Jesus isn't talking about the gospel here. That's not the subject. We Christians, we're supposed to tell the world the good news. We're supposed to tell you that Jesus saves. We're supposed to tell you that there is an opportunity to be free from sin, death, and hell, and Satan. But that's not what Jesus is talking about here. This isn't about whether people are going to heaven or hell. That's not the discussion. There's other texts for that. This is about helping people to see clearly what they are doing. What are they doing? Remember that? Remember, I said we'd come back to this. This is the part we haven't really touched on, have we? What are people doing that we need to be helping them to see clearly? Now, again, I'm going to tell you, context. Context. What has Jesus been talking about to help us understand when he gets to this judgment section? What did he say just before that? Well, that was last week in our study. What did Jesus say? People are anxious about what they're going to eat, about what they're going to drink, about what they're going to wear. And Jesus says, don't worry about those things. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. If you look back into Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to the end of the chapter, that is the very thing that Jesus is dealing with in the sermon. And so when he starts talking about judgment, what he's talking about is us helping one another to not be anxious about what we eat, about what we wear, about what we drink. But instead, we're supposed to be helping one another to seek his kingdom. We're supposed to be helping one another to seek his righteousness. And so me, myself, and I need to check my eye for that beam, for that huge log that's in my eye. Am I seeking God's kingdom first? Am I seeking his righteousness? And then once I've done that, then I can turn around and I can start to help you. I can start to help you seek his kingdom and his righteousness. This is the judgment that Jesus is talking about here. And this is this section of the Sermon on the Mount. So, you know, don't be anxious about these things, Jesus says. What if my brother is? What if I see somebody who is anxious about these things? What am I supposed to be doing? What if they forgot what Jesus is teaching and they get all worrisome about these things? We need to remember they've got a speck in their eye. It's a speck. Now, I know it's a bigger problem than that, but really, Jesus wants us to be aware of ourselves first and make sure that we look at our relationship with God first before we start looking at others. And we help the brother with the speck in their eye. Now, if they want to keep this speck, this is the difficult part. Let them keep their speck. You've warned them. They have rejected your help. Let them be. Carry no guilt. You have done your part. Now that's the Sermon on the Mount, this section here. And I know that there's tons of other verses that talk about judgment. And the reality is when God speaks to us about judgment, there's more to judgment than just who's going to heaven, who's going to hell. Look with me at the book of 1 Corinthians. In chapter 5 and verse 12, Paul writes this, "For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you." See, these two verses from Paul here, they say that we Christians aren't supposed to judge those outside the church, which is partly true, but we're missing the context of what Paul is talking about. It's removed from the context again. So let's back up. Let's read some of the preceding verses before those two. If we back up to verse 9 of 1 Corinthians chapter 5, what do we read? Paul writes this, I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people, not at all meaning the sexually immoral of this world, or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters. Since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I'm writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother if he is guilty of sexual immorality or greed, or as an idolater, a reviler, a drunkard, or a swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you. Now, we need to be aware of and realize that we need to judge people from the get-go in order to know if somebody is sexually immoral or greedy or swindler or an idolater and so forth. There's a judgment that happens there. So what Paul is saying here about judgment is not, well, you can't tell me I'm being sexually immoral. You can't tell. No, that's not what he's saying. What he's saying is God has the authority to judge those that are outside the church about whether they're going to heaven or hell. That's not our responsibility, Christians. God does that, not me. No, by the way, just to let you know, God has said that if you're outside the church, you're not going to heaven. Scripture's very plain. We Christians, however, Paul writes, we need to be such that we let our fellow Christians know. And again, it's strange to think about it. Christians who are idolaters? Yes. Christians who are revilers? Yes. Christians who are sexually immoral? Yes. Christians who are swindlers? Yes. Christians are not sinless people. Christians are people who are trying to be sinless or sinless. See, and we Christians, we need to let our fellow Christians know when they have left God. That's our responsibility as well. We are to let people who are outside the church know that God has said, you don't get to heaven without the church. And we are to let our fellow Christians within the church know, you have left God. Paul makes it very clear here. We have a responsibility to purge the evil person from our assembly, from our church. Why is this? Now, I don't have time to read all of them, but there's several reasons listed by Paul earlier in this same chapter. And the answer is to protect the church from sin, because sin is like leavening. It will work its way through the whole church. The other reason is to get that sinner to come back to God. We want people to be a repentant person. We want people to be in a relationship with God. And the next reason is to protect the church's reputation. What do people outside the church say about us? Not just that we welcome sinners. That's important. But do we tolerate sin? And the answer should be no, absolutely not. So again, notice it isn't our responsibility to decide who's going to heaven and hell. God has already done that for us. In the Gospel of John, in chapter 8 and verse 12, Jesus is going to speak and he says this, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, you are bearing witness about yourself. Your testimony is not true. Jesus answered, even if I bear witness about myself, my testimony is true, for I know where I came from and where I'm going. But you do not know where I came from or where I'm going. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. Yet even if I do judge, my judgment is true, for it is not I alone who judge, but I and the Father who sent me. In your law it is written that the testimony of two people is true. I am the one who bears witness about myself, and the Father who sent me bears witness about me. Now, I chose this one to read as well because some people know that Jesus says here that he judges no one. And so they're like, see, you Christians, Jesus himself won't judge anyone. But again, that removes it from the context because right after that, Jesus says he does judge. And this is why context is important. So does Jesus judge or not? And the answer is yes, but what kind of judgment is he talking about here? And the judgment that he's talking about here has nothing to do with heaven or hell. His judgment here is his testimony about himself. In this case, his judgment is he is the light of the world. And the Father, Jesus goes on to say, agrees with him. How do we know that the Father agrees with him? Because he does the signs and the wonders and the miracles. And so this section, as Jesus is talking about judgment, isn't talking about heaven or hell. What he's talking about is the judgment is he came from heaven. He is the light of the world. He is the one who gives the light of life, whoever follows him. That's the judgment. See, he's not talking about who's going to heaven or hell. He's talking about the judgment being he is who he says he is. That is the context for this part of John. And it's important for us to know that because, again, there's some people that will read and they'll just pick one part of that. They'll see, Jesus says here that he doesn't judge. But that's not what he's saying at all. Once we start to look at the context, and that's crucial for understanding Scripture, that's crucial for understanding God. And we Christians, we need to be better. We need to be smarter. We need to be people who actually study the Word. And so I'm grateful that you're here this morning, that you're listening. I hope and I pray that this lesson is helpful for you in your walk with God. Jesus judges with right judgment, and he has the Father on his side. Now, returning to what he says in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus has been teaching us how to live, how to love, how to care for one another, and it's important for us to say that we know it's content. We need to be content with knowing that we have a responsibility to help one another. Jesus has given us the teaching. We need to get the beam out of our own eye about being anxious, about what we eat, about what we drink, about what we wear. Remove that beam from our eye, and then we can turn and we can help our fellow man to not be anxious about that same thing. We can remove the beam, and then we can help them to remove the speck. And if our fellow Christian rejects our aid, if they say, no, Scott, I want to suffer. I want to be miserable. I want to be anxious and worrisome. Well, that's on you. That's your choice. But I'm here to help you. So if you change your mind, you want to learn to walk with God and not have those cares and worries and concerns that the non-Christians do, I'm here to help you. All you have to do is let me know. I hope you've enjoyed our time in the Scriptures today. I thank you for joining me. If I can pray for you, set up a personal Bible study, help you in any way, please let me know. Again, my name is Scott Busich. I preach for the Oscoda Church of Christ at 5726 Cedar Lake Road, just 1 mile north of F-41 on Cedar Lake Road in Oscoda. And I invite you to worship with us at 11 o'clock this morning. Or if you'd like, feel free to call or text me. My phone number is 989-305-2721. You can always send me a message on Facebook. Just look up the Oscoda Church of Christ. And as always, may God bless you as you go to worship this day.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name, lift up your name with hearts full of praise. So be exalted, O Lord my God. Hosanna in the highest. Lord my God, Hosanna in the high.